Welcome back to Just Roll With It, and the continuation of our game of Court of Blades by a couple of drakes. When we last left our lovely Skylarks, they had embarked on their second errand of the evening Firelight Stride Festival, and had infiltrated the Gwebel Palazzo in the hopes of whisking away the house heir so that they may meet and run off with their commoner lover. However, before they can do so, they do have to contend with some of Fiore's family, who also have a bit of a history with one of our members. So, let's see how easily we can get out of this very awkward situation.
Welcome back to Just Roll With It and our run of Court of Blades. We are on our second errand, if I remember correctly, but we're going to have a little bit of an intro as our characters, our players, have a crew advancement. So, let's figure out how that works, shall we?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I personally am just looking at stronger together and just being like, you know, multiple sixes during group action as a crit is always very good.
It is always very good.
Because other than that, there's just like, I don't know, Lady's Blessing and something else, maybe? Getting dedicated transportation?
The waters in which we swim could be good, because it gets us more coterie XP, potentially.
Mm-hmm, that's true. Mm-hmm. We could get well-earned acclaim, and favor is a thing that you get with factions as opposed to getting, you know, status or whatnot.
I feel like I'm leaning towards either the waters in which we swim or stronger together.
I'm here for that.
I like the waters in which we swim. I think that's really cool.
All right.
And I feel like a lot of us are trying to look out for. I mean, calling you the little guy feels weird here, but we are trying to look out for the ordinary citizens. We're trying to make
for the everyman, for the every person.
Yeah, the every person. Does that sound good to you, Kelsey, or do you have other thoughts?
No, that sounds good to me.
All right.
I'm taking it.
Okay, waters from which we swim. So, plus one engagement involving the Illyrian citizenry as cover or support, and you gain a coterie XP trigger. Did we look out for the little guy? I will just add that here.
I do have a question for you, Corey.
Yes.
We have an extra XP trigger. Can we still only earn a maximum of 4 XP, or would you rule that we could earn a maximum of 5 now?
I would say that you could earn a maximum of 5.
I appreciate that. That's how I would say otherwise I would probably yeet that back out and get stronger together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't see why you can't.
I wonder if the intention... I'm pretty sure the intention there was, like, one per, like... trigger as opposed to for, and it's a maximum of like one per trigger as opposed to a maximum of 4, but who knows?
Well, yeah, because when you go through XP, it like there's a little like dot for each one of them, and it seems to be like one for each of like your for audacity and whatever as well for like your personal ones. So I don't see why, like, did we look out for a little guy has its own little mark, so I don't see why you shouldn't get XP for it.
That's what I figured, and I definitely prefer that ruling.
I am more than willing to be nice with you for you guys on XP and push a little bit harder on other stuff. Like, XP should be something I feel like given a little bit freely. Advance obtained. Let's codify your romantic partner, Estany. Okay. All right, you have begun courtship. When it is completed, you may begin to mark heat, quote-unquote, to represent overall tenor of your relationship, progressing from courtship to love. So you gain an additional indulgence, your paramour.
Okay.
And when you clear more stress than you have currently gained, you suffer a romantic entanglement rather than your other standard rules for overindulging.
That sounds fun.
You may also gain heat through the use of long-term clocks in the downtime phase, or the acceptance of complications related to the relationship on engagement rules for errands. Typically, a minus one die on the engagement rule, as the relationship somehow threatens the secrecy or safety of the errand. heat can be spent to gain the following benefits. Okay, so it seems like you get another clock now that you've courted.
Okay.
And I guess you can just call it, it's like a 6 o'clock. You're currently at heat 0, I think. So you can call it, yeah, romantic heat, whatever you feel comfortable calling it.
We'll call it heating things up.
I love it. Okay, and to protect a paramour, protecting your paramour in a manner which requires resistance roll costs stress. And that is codified as well. All right, so now you can put your paramour, I think, as a, what is it called? As like a, not a contact, but like an expert.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where do I put them? Because I have them listed as my paramour currently.
That is a very good question. Do they not have a little, like, cohort section on the...
I mean, I have contacts and I have the paramour, but I don't see anything about, like, cohorts.
Interesting.
Unless I'm supposed to list them under the crew, but that feels weird.
Yeah. That's a little odd. So I guess in notes, maybe?
Yeah, sure. I'll make a note. So... Foynia Rowan is an expert. What kind of expert are they?
They're just your paramour, I guess. They don't have like a special, but they are considered a cohort to you.
An expert cohort.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
We'll just go with that.
Because they're going to have edges and flaws. They must have at minimum one of each. You can have more edges as long as it has the, as long as they have the same number of flaws. So your paramour can be connected. Your paramour is well thought of in their circles and has no trouble getting exactly what they and you need. Protective. Your paramour will sacrifice their safety for yours. Doting. Your paramour will offer their assistance without reservation or strings attached. Well protected. Your paramour is insulated from the dangers of your world. And the flaws are jealous. Your paramour will not suffer anything else, being at the center of your world lightly. Meddling. Your paramour is quick to get involved in your business concerns. Flighty. Your paramour is often distracted by other matters requiring their attention. And star-crossed. Your paramour is caught between love and duty. Your love will always be a forbidden one.
I feel like all of those flaws are very applicable.
They are a fae. I think that anyone of them could work.
Very good flaws. So, flaws first, and then I'm going to pick two.
Okay, perfect.
I need jealous. And then I'm torn between flighty or what was the one after jealous?
Also, this is on page 52 of the book, if you would like to look at them. The one after jealous is meddling. Your paramour is quick to get involved in your business concerns.
I'm torn between meddling and flighty because I feel like all, like, literally jealous, meddling, and flighty is a quintessential fae. Sure. But I think I want to just go with two. I just don't know which one to pick. Which one feels more... I feel like Rowan's more meddling than flighty. So they are jealous and meddling, but they are also protective and something else. Probably well-connected.
Okay. Connective and doting, you said?
Protective.
Protective and connected. Okay, perfect.
Should I just also make them doting and flighty?
It's your paramour.
I feel like flighty's a little bit too much. I think this is fine.
Fair enough. Okay. I think that's all of the before business that we had to take care of. All right. So we jump back to the scene where Vivi and Allie have just slipped in through the window of the heir of the House of Lavelle's room. They are sitting on their bed, back facing you, so they can't see you enter. They have their cousin, the sweet Grace Wren, comforting them. They seem to be a little put out, impatient. You can like see the way that their back is set and the way that their leg is moving. They're like waiting for something that isn't hasn't happened yet. And another person in the room, bronze skin and dark hair, well-pointed, a little black mustache across their upper lip, saw you enter as they were seated across from our heir and was about to scream when you all entered. And you had just, I believe, resisted them making any actual noise.
Yeah, I used my special armor.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do?
That is a wonderful question.
It's a very good question.
Throw them out the window.
Yeah, I think it's just like, just kind of softly clear my throat and say, Prince Lover, it is time.
Fiora's head whips up, and Ren turns with them. And of course, her eyes land on you, Allie. And she lets out a soft gasp and says your name very, very softly.
Not going to try to react. Pull my cloak up a little bit over my mouth. Just like, no reaction here. Just here for the prince. Uh-huh. The heir. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fiore looks at you both. Who are you? What are you doing here?
I am the one who is helping you to get to the plaza. And just kind of quirk a brow.
Wow. Goddamn time. He stands up and tosses off. Belle, hand me my bag. I'm leaving. Are you... Like, and Ren looks at you, Allie, and then turns to their cousin. Are you sure about this? Fiore, think about what this is going to do to the family, to everyone that you care about. If you just vanish in the middle of the night like this... I know. I know. But Giselle and... Mother's not going to let me do anything that I want here. And Nez will make a good prince. And yeah, looks at the two of you. Let's go.
Yeah, I think I just kind of gesture and we're going to get the prince out the window.
Yep, we're getting the prince out the window.
Ren is going to try and catch at their sleeve and stop you. How are you guys getting them out the window? What are you doing?
Will interpose themselves between the prince and Ren.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be up to Vivi.
Oh, well, I think I'm going to tick some climbing gear.
Perfect.
And lovely. We'll, like, lower him down with a rope.
Brilliant. What move would you say you were doing to get them out of this room without further complication?
It's either a skulk or a maneuver, I feel like.
All right.
I feel like it's more of a skulk because we are trying to move quickly, but we're also trying to not be seen. And I think that is the more important thing. So I think it's a skulk.
Okay. Yeah.
I will assist you in this endeavor.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll call it risky standard.
I do have a question. Is balance or grace an issue currently?
Is balance or grace an issue? Is it your balance or grace that is an issue, I think? Are you going before the prince, or... Because you're not trying to impress anyone. You're not dancing. You're not standing on the head of a... on the top of a roof.
Right.
You're basically trying to rappel down something, like, as two... with two people as one person, essentially.
I can see the argument for it. Go for it.
Okay, cool. I'll use a pawn and needle, so I get a plus one effect on this.
That makes it risky great.
I'll take it.
And I'm assisting you as well.
I appreciate it. I will listen to a lady's favor.
Oh, gosh. A lady's favor. Alaric is in the party below, and it's easier for you to get out without alerting anyone except Alaric that you have done so, because... they're just going to see the slightest flash out of the corner of their eye, out of the corner of his eye. And now something is up.
Gosh. I think I want this to go smooth and quiet. I do want to get tangled up with Alaric, but I can't right now.
That's fair. There will be other chances for your ex to get involved.
Okay, yeah. I'll just take the one bonus die from Allie. Whoa, that's force.
That's a 4. Yeah. Okay. You get the air down safely and into the boat. Renna's going to leave the room. And you don't know where she's going or who she's going to get notified.
No. Ren's not going to leave the room. Renna isn't going to leave the room. Because
What?
I have a special armor.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah, for talking your way out of or running from trouble.
Amazing.
Time to talk my way out of this.
What do you say to your jilted ex-lover? As her violet eyes land on you.
Yeah, interpose. Just like, this is what they want.
You have no idea what they want.
I know enough about this sort of thing to come to this right conclusion. Otherwise, think about what they're going to actually do staying here, feeling this way.
Tell me you're not bringing them to your family.
No, not. They have something else in mind.
Then Ren's jaw works and her gaze drops. Fine. Go before I change my mind.
It's good to see you again, Ren. Honestly.
I wish I could say the same.
Yeah. Kind of pull the cloak back down, give a kind of a wry smile, mournful, and yeah, follow them down. Climbing gear.
Yeah, between the three of you, you get our escaping air into your gondolas, and we cut from there to the party inside, where Teacher and Chyla are, I believe, making rounds. What are you two up to?
I'm kind of getting a vibe of the inside. You know, if I want to be aware of everything going on, so if anybody's getting alerted to anything, if guards suddenly start rushing off to a certain area, those are the kinds of things I'm paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also trying to not end up in crowds I don't want to end up in, if that makes sense.
Try not to get caught up in any conversations.
It feels like a tautological statement, but yeah, exactly. I'm trying to not get caught up in like meaningless conversation with like the Harvard bros.
And you notice there are quite a few people from the university here in little groups and eddies talking. Everybody has a drink in their hand. There are people murmuring to each other in alcoves. It's not quite as an elaborate setup as it was at the Corvetto party. Not that you were there, but that Fia would notice. But it is still they are still the second house. And so this is a party in full swing.
I kind of do that thing where anytime somebody looks like they're about to approach me that I know is going to engage in meaningless drivel, I kind of do that thing where it's like, oh, just one second, I'm needed over there. And then walk in the opposite direction.
So far, I think it's working. How about you, Fia?
Fia, I think, is probably working the crowd a bit more than Teacher. She's not adverse to socializing. But also similarly trying to keep an eye on whether anyone heads upstairs towards where she knows the other two were going to fetch the prince, or just anything that might suggest things have gone wrong. And also when she gets the chance, maybe like casting a glance back outside to see if just trying to keep an eye on everything while also just blending in with the crowd.
Why don't one of you make me that awareness? Get that the gather information role, I suppose. What are you guys doing, do you think?
I am actively not talking to people for once. Oh god, I did not plan for this in my character creation.
Oh, but it wouldn't be fun if you were good at everything.
What do you mean? That's how I live in real life.
Oh, I wish I had that confidence.
Fake it till you make it.
Are we surveying?
Yeah, 50. I think that's probably correct.
Individually, or do you want to do this as a group?
I feel like for your sake, I want to say individually.
My survey is, I have one thing in it, but...
I have zero things in it.
Okay. I will let you guys make that decision.
I mean, we're also, like, even if we are together, we are apart. So I think...
Mm-hmm. I could see it being a group role. I could see you helping Shyla. Because it seems like mostly you're trying to avoid people and Shyla's the one keeping an eye on things.
Well, I'm avoiding people because I
see them as a
distraction to paying attention to my surroundings.
If you think, yeah, if you're both doing a survey, that makes sense to me too. Or a study.
I feel like I'm doing survey.
Scrutinize details and interpret evidence. I think that's more correct for me because I'm watching like body language and stuff of like the guards and the nobles and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do a study on my own.
Yeah, this will notify you that your friends have indeed gotten away with the air and you will be able to slip out without anyone catching you. That's the real danger right now, is you being waylaid.
I was thinking at the very least of kind of staying around and playing interference for a little bit, at least until we were far enough out.
Interesting. You want to play interference. Okay. Shyla, are you planning on doing that, or do you want to go with them?
I think she was planning to go with them.
Okay. So do you still want to make that roll, or no? To get out?
I mean, yeah, because she... if I'm planning to go, why wouldn't I guess is the question.
Yeah.
I can understand if Peter wasn't, but...
So this survey will be to get you not only notice that your friends have gotten out, but get you out of the party without any undue being waylaid. You will extricate yourself from your conversation.
Okay. And what is the stuff for it?
You said you're doing a survey?
Yes.
Risky standard, I think.
Okay.
I can't imagine it would be... controlled standard.
Okay, I have to redo that then.
Sorry.
I don't have that much stress. I can push myself for this. Yeah, it is a 5.
Okay. You will manage to get out, but you're going to feel... what do I want the complication to be? Just a light complication. Nothing. The house isn't going to blow up, I guess.
I hate the implication that was on the table.
You don't know what's happening in this house. That would be if things were desperate. You're going to hear... I'm trying to decide if this is a lady's favorite kind of complication or a complication. You're going to feel magic go off in the house behind you and be unable to go back and do anything about it.
Yeah, I'll accept that.
Okay. Start my own little clock. With one
tick. That's fun.
Yep.
Have fun.
You're not the one who's going to have to deal with it.
Peter made their choice.
Peter wants to stay behind. They can.
Yeah.
My job is to play custodian for all of you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need it, but thanks.
I have done nothing wrong.
Nothing has blown up or anything. It's fine.
Yeah, nothing's even blown up.
I have
caused all missing no a key problems. Word.
Is it yet?
Nothing's even blown up.
It is yet.
Fine.
It is yet. That is the key word you're all missing.
And since Peter is trying to stop anyone from noticing and or waylaying you guys, I think I will start a clock that somebody notices that Fjord is missing. There will be no ticks on it just yet. But it is going to be a 4 o'clock.
Damn and blast.
So someone's trying to summon some sort of elder god or something. It's fine. I'm not worried about it.
Don't worry about it. It's definitely nothing to do with anything that you guys did anything about tonight.
That's tomorrow's problem.
Mm-hmm. No, her name is Sindela.
I had
believe it or not, it has nothing to do with her either.
I had a Spyhander game like this once. There were a lot of people died at the very end of that game.
That sounds right.
I have no idea how many people will die tonight.
Hopefully none.
As long as we're not there, I'm not concerned anyway.
I mean, this is the Lavelle house, like. It's not none of your business.
They do this on the reg, like, yeah.
They're stuff is information and magic. Yeah.
Listen, like, if they want to get involved in some weird magic, that's on them.
Yeah, at least it's happening in the house and not like on Necropolitan Hill or something. Like, it could be much worse.
Definitely nothing's happening on Necropolitan Hill right now.
No, that's what the Dead Watchers are for.
Yeah, Samuel will deal with that, right?
Literally.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of Peter will deal with that later going on right now.
I think deal with it is in large scare quotes right here for what Samael does, but yes.
Peter will have to deal with it later.
Whatever Samael's doing is happening off screen. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, Shyla, you notice your companions slide out of the shadows and into the gondola, and you extricate yourself with aplomb. Nobody even notice, like, you say your goodbyes without, like, alerting anyone that you're saying goodbye, and, like, manage to get out without spending another 20 minutes saying goodbye. Slip out the back entrance into the garden where the gondolas are. And teacher.
Yes.
You are in this room with all of these nobles, and you see a,
Oh, I don't need to make a roll?
No, you don't need to make a roll. You're staying here. I think a little bit after the gondolas leave, you see a woman in a very sober, oh gosh, what color would it be? Pale blue dress, red hair pulled up and back, glasses like perched at the edge of her nose, come down and sit next to a woman who looks very much like her, but is like taller and broader and like has her fiery red hair down and is in a suit. And the other woman like slings her arm over her. They could be sisters, twins, probably. Yeah, who sort of, like, fades into the background. But the girl who sits next to her sister says nothing to anyone. Just looks very troubled.
I'm going to ask a question first before I decide on my next move.
Yes.
This is an adult, correct?
Yes, they are all cool. Adults.
I just want to make sure before I do something and then I immediately regret it. I'm going to go over towards her try to be as elegant as possible doing it.
Uh-huh.
And how do I want to word this? Excuse me, madame. It appears that my dance card has made the unfortunate... this is what happens when I choose a character who's more eloquent than me.
Has an absence?
Has the misfortunate lack of your name on it. Has the misfortune
of being... of running empty.
Tonight. Yeah, there you go.
Would it be possible for me to... put your name on it at such short notice.
The young woman, she's in like her mid-20s, blinks up at you. You're talking to me?
I see no one else around when you're in the room.
She's gonna flush. You got her. And her sister sort of like takes her arm from around her shoulder and like gives her a playful nudge. Go on, Ren. Come on. You don't get a lot of this at the temple. Come on. I don't really... If you don't, I will. Fine. And yeah, you easily sweep this young woman off of the couch and away from this conversation she didn't want to be in anyway. And onto the dance floor.
All right. I'm going to try to move her towards not a secluded part of the dance floor, but a part of the dance floor where nobody is really listening in.
Mm-hmm.
Or where it's
there's a room where dancing is happening, like a main room.
No, I mean like an area on the dance floor where I can kind of like whisper without being overheard.
Oh yeah, no, that's what the dance floor is for. Absolutely, for sure. Everybody's paying attention to their own little dances. Nobody like the music is covering anything that you would like to say. You're good. Do I know you? It's just that. Most people wouldn't ask me to dance unless that they knew who I was, so you must... Have we met?
Perhaps only in a dream. I fear I have not had the fortune of meeting you before today.
You're very quick with the flattery.
Does it count as flattery if all I speak is the truth?
I believe so, yes.
Then... truly I shall exist as the most terrible of flatterers there is. For there is plenty of nice things to say about you.
Oh, now you're starting to get overwrought. I'm Genevieve. Ren. Everybody calls me Ren.
Oz. And I kind of do the very gentlemanly thing of taking her hand in mine and bringing the knuckle up to my lips.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's definitely pink around the edges. Clashes a little bit with the hair.
It's fine. We're both redheads. It's not a good look for anything right now.
Oh gosh, you can't flirt now. You're both redheads. I forgot you had red hair.
Yeah.
Oh, this is terrible.
No, mine is definitely an artificial red.
Okay.
It's fine. And I think after a little bit, like not enough to make it like obvious that I pulled her aside to ask her a question, but like let a little bit of time pass. I'm like, well, you seem to certainly be in better spirits than when I had seen you earlier.
You seem to have that way about you to make someone forget awkward. So I appreciate the distraction. Thank you.
Hopefully it was something worth forgetting.
I just ran into my ex, and it was a very awkward... Well, I don't even know if we're ex anything, honestly. It was just really uncomfortable. So, thank you.
Well, perhaps I'm digging my own grave here, but I do find that open communication is the best way to deal with those sorts of situations.
Oh no, the time for conversation is long past, I think.
In my experience, the time for conversation is never past, so long as there is conversation to be had.
What are you trying to tell me right now?
That if in your heart of hearts, a part of you wishes that you could make amends with your ex, or even discover why it is that you two...
Oh, I know why. I was there for that.
Forgive me, then, for speaking your thoughts on the why, then. Then, so long as you both breathe air, then you can continue that conversation.
I don't know if it's worth it, but thank you for the dance. I appreciate, like I said, the distraction.
Are they still here? Perhaps I can...
No, they've left.
Then, not worth thinking about anymore. And I give a very warm smile.
As you say. Are you trying to keep them around for the night? Or what is your aim here?
I was really just trying to figure out why they were upset.
Mm-hmm.
Why she was upset. And unfortunately, because I don't know, Ren. I don't think I have any more reason to keep her around if she wants to step away.
You've successfully made it so that she's not going to be telling anyone that Fiora is gone anytime soon, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know that there's more information to get out of her. So it's like, I'm not going to sink my chances of maybe catching something else while I'm making my rounds around the party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She, after that dance ends, she curtsies to you, and I think she grabs a glass of something and goes to play Wallflower for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. If nothing else happens for the next like hour or two, I'll probably step out too.
Okay, great. I will, if the clock ticks up because of something that happens while the others are out and about, I will let you know.
Sure.
And then you will have a chance to react.
Yeah, because it's now at the stage where I'm like...
You don't want to be left behind.
Not just that. My purpose here has ended, mm-hmm. So I need to go be distraction to somewhere else. So it's like my role here is done if nothing happens within the next hour or two. And I could be better useful somewhere else.
Yep. We'll definitely come back to that should that happen. All right. So the three of you in the gondola with the air to the Lavelle house, who has their cloak up over their head. I think red hair is probably a Lavelle trait. So they have I think, dark auburn hair that would be very distinctive if they didn't have like that fur-lined cloak up over it. They are clutching a bag very tightly to their chest, and they're a little bit flushed with excitement. You guys slip down the canal. Where are you guys headed?
We had a place we were meeting this caravan, right?
I assumed wherever they were meeting their partner.
We have to get out the city, is basically the thing.
So I have a question.
Their partner first, yes.
Oh, the plaza. That's where we have to go.
Before we go anywhere, should I disguise this noble? Because I do have access to a fine disguise.
Ooh, it's not a bad idea.
That might help.
So I feel like Allie and maybe Fia, if Fia feels like it, are rowing or punting.
Allie is 100% punting because it also helps hide their emotions because they're usually pretty bad at hiding that.
It's true. And I feel like Vivi is sitting across from the prince and like there was a bag stashed in the gondola that she pulls out and she says, "Now you are very distinctive, no?" So, and then just starts pulling out things. Like, I think she has a face mask that like a peasant might wear at like a party, like not a noble face mask, but one that's like clearly for like festivals or that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like a wig.
That is another thing. They are not wearing a mask. When they are the heir to the Prince of the Lavelle House, normally when they are walking about, they would be wearing a full face mask with like their distinctive features and marks on it, because they are a full noble. So they don't have their mask on.
Right. I'm just assuming that someone's going to take a look at this kid and their red hair and their fancy cloak and just be like, "That's a noble. What are they doing here?"
That's fair.
And I would like to disguise that with possibly a wig and possibly like a festival mask.
Brilliant. Yeah. You do that.
Okay. I will mark down my fine disguise.
They reach up and sort of like touch the festival mask. I'm like, "This feels so weird. I'm used to something a little bit with more coverage. Thank you."
I want to see you safely to your paramour. And then out of the city, you know?
I owe the House of Bastion much for this. You're saving my life.
I just kind of like reach forward and like briefly, but like earnestly clasp their hands and say, "We'll see you safely to your journey." And then let go. And then turn away. So they don't have to be embarrassed. It's fine. Don't worry about it. So we have to go to the plaza.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have that fine transportation. Well, I don't know if it's fine. You have the transportation already. I think the canals are not quite choked with gondolas, but there is quite a lot of traffic. I think most celebrations are still going fairly high. The festive air is still very much in the air, but you manage to maneuver your way to the plaza, where the plaza is your stomping grounds. You know this place intimately. You see the fountains and the beautiful mosaics along the ground. You know that under a bridge very close by, Soroya holds court with all of her cats. In the middle of the plaza this evening is a huge bonfire sparking all different colors. It'll shift from purple to blue to green and all through all the colors of the spectrum and back again. And people are jumping over smaller fires if they don't want to brave the biggest one. And the throng. You have never seen the plaza so full of people. How are you going to find the prince's lover? Not the prince, sorry, the heir. The heir of Lavelle's lover.
I don't suppose they had a meeting spot arranged, did they?
A good question. They probably did. It's just a matter of getting there, I think.
I know another thing we can do in terms of getting information Because we did use this once already, but we can use it for the actual use it's supposed to be, which is a matter of charity. So, you know who notices, who are good at noticing things? Beggars and the downtrodden, because you can, when you get something that might be uncommon, you're going to notice it. Keep in mind.
True.
I don't know how much influence we have left between all of us, but
not a ton.
Yeah. I'm going to see if Gauntlet. My character has two. Teresa has two on her.
I have two.
We both want to spend one, just get a six on a gather information roll. Gauntlet doesn't need it. She's busy. Because it's either that, or we can just get around and ask. Ask or find, because we can do either.
I mean, I do feel like the air would have a meeting place, so we could start there. And then when we hit a complication of that person not being there, then we can address whatever the challenge is.
Fair enough. Then let's do it. Yeah, let's head to the meeting place then.
Not to meta Corey here, but
of course they're not at the meeting place. We all know they're not at the meeting place.
But we have to go there fictionally. We gotta be there and find out. Yeah.
Wait, they're not at the meeting place?
You get there by the fountain, by the biggest fountain in the plaza. It has, I think, a picture of a statue of the lady standing out with her arms spread wide. Water pours from underneath her feet. She's picked out in gold, and no one would dare touch the gems set into her collar or into the hem of her dress. But yeah, water issues forth from there. There are like dolphins on the second tier, all sorts of fancy shit. And the prince stops as you approach, looks around. Giselle was supposed to be here. She said to meet at the fountain. This is the fountain.
Well then, we will find her.
And I think
I turn to the others.
They give you an incredibly florid description of a young artist, short cropped, what color hair? I think they've definitely dyed their hair some sort of odd color. Gosh, it's bright purple. Of course it is. Short cropped, bright purple hair, glasses, sort of shabby clothing, paint spattered usually.
Well, at least the purple hair is distinctive.
Yeah. All right.
I think Mexicans like to decorate themselves as much as they like to paint and do art themselves.
The buskins, you say. All right.
The buskins.
I know a buskin.
You do?
They're my uptick.
Well, if you're going to gather information, that would definitely be an extra die. Or whatever you're going to do.
I feel like gather information would be wonderful here. I would love to try to find Armand in the crowd.
Armand is your buskin friend. Yes, your uptick. Fantastic. Yeah, I think you can find them.
I mean, we're besties. I know where they were going to be. I think I just kind of link my arm through hers and I say, Armand.
Phoebe, there you are. Happy firelight stride.
I give her a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, she embraces you.
How are you finding the firelight stride?
It is a beautiful night. Everyone is in love. There is jumping over the fire. It is lovely. I could not ask for a more romantic evening. I am going to set a poem here.
I look forward to hearing it. First, though, may I ask you a favor?
For you, Vivi, I will do anything.
I am looking for another buskin. One with purple hair, perhaps you know her?
What shade of purple? Are we talking royal purple? Are we talking...
I give the description. I give the name as well. It was what, Giselle?
Giselle, yes, I know Giselle. Giselle is a beautiful painter. You should see her works. She is marvelous. But yes, I know Giselle. Let us find her.
She was supposed to be here by the fountain, and I gesture as we start looking.
Yeah. Sounds like a consort to me, but I'm not sure.
I feel like I've convinced her to survey together with me.
Perfect, yeah. Take that survey. I think with this crowd of people, we're going to say risky standard.
Okay. I don't think I can leverage upon a needle in here.
No.
I don't think I can make that work. Yeah, I think I'll just take it as is. Mm-hmm. And it's probably going to go badly, and that's fine. Hey, never mind. That's a six.
Yeah. You find her in the crowd. She is, she was taken away by someone else. It seems like she's currently arguing with another person in, like, sort of a shabby red cloak, like peasant blouse kind of thing, ink-spattered hands. But yeah, you see her not too, maybe half the plaza away?
Yeah, I'm going to reconvene. I don't know if Armand wants to come with me, if she's like tagging along now, or if she wants to go back to the party. It's totally up to her.
I think she'll stick with you if you're okay with that.
As long as we don't tell her the details, this is fine. Uh-huh. Yeah. She doesn't need to know. So, yeah, I think I come back and I say, Armand has helped me spot the missing Giselle.
Hello, everyone. I am Armand. It is a pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Yes, this is Armand. We are fellow artists. I just kind of smile.
Oh, you must be here to witness the beauty of this evening with everyone all entangled together.
That's definitely a good way to describe it.
What could be better than asking the lady to bless your union like this? We didn't have anything like this back at home.
I think we had a few things, but not quite like this.
Oh, lucky. Must have been lovely. What is your name? We have not been introduced. I am Armand.
Fia.
They give you a slightly off-kilter bow. It is a pleasure to meet you, Fia. Any friend of Vivi's is a friend of mine.
She gives like a little curtsy and is like, it's a pleasure to meet you as well.
And your other friends?
I'm going to come up with a name for our heir.
I was going to ask
yes.
if everybody went with Vivi or did whether it was the thing of we split and we, you know, one of us stayed with the heir at the fountain so that we didn't get lost in the crowd or anything.
I mean, did you have something you wanted to do in the crowd?
No, I was gonna stay back with the air while you went to find
the Giselle. Vibe that I got was that I spotted Armand and went and got her, and we hunted down while you guys babysat the Prince Heir.
Oh, so you're bringing Armand to us. Okay, cool.
I mean, I was going to come back and then she's just tagging along and I can't get rid of her. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. She's wonderful.
You have a drunk artist with you. There's nothing that could possibly happen.
The heir's name is Fiore.
Yes. We're not calling him that.
No, we're not calling them that at all.
No.
We could call him Fifi.
That might get a little confusing.
It will be, because that is my nickname for you, Fia.
What are Fiore's pronouns, by the way?
They, them.
They, them. Okay. Wanted to make sure. Just Ray?
Just the Ray part of Fiore?
Yeah,
maybe. Just Ray.
Nothing to do with Lavelle. There should be nothing to do with Lavelle in it, is all I know.
We can call him Velo. Velo.
Don't want anything to do with Lavelle in it.
I am a little cheeky, and so I kind of want there to be just that little hint.
It's ultimately up to you, because you're the one making it. Allie will go along with it, but Allie is just like, this is...
Well, I'm going to introduce you first, Allie, so you will have the option, but I have a little bit of guile, so...
Okay.
But yeah, this is my friend Allie.
Pleasure to meet you.
It is a pleasure to meet you as well, Allie.
Buskin, huh?
Can you tell?
You know, oddest types, all that kind of thing.
We have that air about us, I know.
We should have a conversation later. You know, just the two of us.
It would be my pleasure.
Sounds good.
And this is my friend, Ray.
Nice to meet you, Ray. And Ray gives, Fiore gives a little wave. It is nice to meet you as well. You are an old out here in the beautiful evening and you are not drinking and you are not dancing. What is the problem here?
I mean, you say that, and fun thing that the Kuth has, has fine inebriants, which I'm going to mark right now.
Amazing!
So Allie gets out this really nice bottle of something. Mm-hmm. Let's go with brandy. Just like gets out this bottle of brandy. It's like, you just didn't look hot enough.
Call me impressed.
Look, we know how to potty.
I have nothing to teach you in that department.
Hey, you want a swig?
Absolutely.
All right, pass over the bottle.
Okay, yeah? So you need to distract Armand while Thea and I take the prince to Giselle. I think it's happening.
I will do that also because I did want to actually have a conversation with Armand because being a member of the founder, the Buskins are our friends, so we want to talk.
Amazing.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Just Roll With It. This has been the continuation of Our Arc of Court of Blades, a Forged in the Dark game by A Couple of Drakes. You can purchase a copy for yourself at acoupleofdrakes.itch.io. We've now managed to smuggle Fiore to the plaza, so surely handing them off to their lover should be a walk in the park now, right? How much more trouble could we possibly manage to get into on this job? Thank you to Saintguard and Staney for joining us for this game. You can find Saintguard on Twitter at SaintGuardly and on Twitch at SaintGuard. And you can find Estaney on Twitter and Twitch at Estaney. You can find us at RollWithItAP on Twitter, Instagram, Ko-fi, Redbubble, Tumblr, and TikTok, where we'll post updates of the podcast and various other content. You can find Peter at TheChaoticSuper on Tumblr. You can find Corey at InvulnerableTide on Twitter, TheInvulnerableTide on Instagram and itch.io, and at TheInvulnerableTide.com. And you can find me, Kelsey, at IslandersCaver on Twitter, Ko-fi, itch.io, Instagram, and various other places on the internet. Our theme music that you are currently hearing is by 8er41 on Pixabay. All these links will be in the description box for your convenience, and we hope that you come back next time to see if the course of true love is smooth sailing from here. Until then, no matter how many dice are in your pool, don't forget to just roll with it.